Okay, so we are next slide, please. So we are past the working group last call, so just very briefly a recap what notification rate control is about. So basically we have two mechanisms, the maximum rate and the minimum rate of notification. The maximum rate is when the subscriber limits the rate of notification, so the notifier needs to buffer the notifications if they are coming faster than the subscriber specified maximum rate. And then we also have the minimum rate, when the subscriber can force the notifier to.
Yeah, I think people are probably familiar with
Yeah,
the protocol itself.
okay, then you can go to next slide.
Thanks.
Okay, so in the last version, I addressed the comments from Robert and also some other comments which were on the list. So one issue was that we added this capability to the event header field can appear now in 200 OK responses to notify requests, and we added some text that prevents the subscriber to add this header field. It wasn't if it wasn't previously added in a subscribe request, and also added some security considerations, and also added some clarification for the average rate mechanism, like what is the relation between period and average interval, and things like that. So next slide, please. So, and some more issues came up, so that's why we decided to have this presentation. So I think the biggest issue was this event header field in 200 OK to notify whether this capability results in updating RFC 3265, or we can still keep this document as an extension to 3265. So just a brief history. The draft already specified the new parameters for the event header field. So it was convenient to use the event header field with the new parameters to use it in the 200 OK to notify when the subscriber wants to change information in a mid-subscription situation. So next slide, please. So now that we have added the event header field, the question is, can we generally take advantage of having event header field in responses? And it is clear now that we need to specify at least some more details. So the document wasn't complete on this, so I listed some of these items what is currently not defined in the document and we need to add, like other than 200 OK responses, the event header field is undefined or not allowed, or if there are other parameters and they are copied from the notified to the 200 OK, then those parameters have no meaning. Event package can't be changed from notified to 200 OK, and things like that. So obviously, if we agree on all of this and we agree that this is now an update to RFC 3265, then also we need to update INR registry so that event header field is not only specified by 3265 but also by this document. So that's the question. If there is consensus on this, that was basically discussed by on the list by Adam and Robert, and I understood that was the conclusion. If no feedback, I guess then we go ahead with this.
How quickly do you think you can rev a document reflecting this?
Fairly quickly. After the meeting. And some other open comments, so I think a new list of comments came in on Friday, suggesting to improve the description of the average rate mechanism and basically renaming it to adaptive minimum rate. So basically, the average rate is a specific case for the minimum rate mechanism, and the suggestion is to rename this mechanism. I'm fine with that. There is no problem. There is one question which popped up that now that we have this adaptive minimum rate, should we also define something like adaptive maximum rate? We could do that, but I think at this phase, it's not maybe too late for that.
Yeah, Adam Roach, I agree. We don't want to add additional functionality at this point. That would send it back into the working group and so, add a lot of time to getting it published.
And I'm not aware of use cases. It would be possible, but...
Right. I think the other big part is, yes, no one's come up and said we need this to satisfy some use case we have in mind.
Yeah.
Paul Kizvet. I mean, there was at least one suggestion on the list about just the wording. Minimum rate, maximum interval, which I read this for the again and before this meeting, and like every time I read this, it was flipping things around in the head. I think it would be a huge improvement if that could somehow. I mean, it's all editorial.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I didn't want to change the name of the parameters, and it was a bit, difficult to. But I know there are some points, like section titles, for example, could be improved and things like that. So I'm fine with those changes. So that's all.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for